Hello, my name is Christian Collado. I work for Ricardo Hernandez at NC State University. Today, I will show you the effect of slight changes in supplemental light quality on the growth, height, and compactness of Petunia, Geranium, and Dianthus plaques. We focus these studies in conditions that growers have in the north of the country, in the north of United States, which are mainly low sunlight. This low sunlight produces low quality of plaque. What is a low quality of plaque? It's a long, skinny, tall plant with low dry mass. So we want short plants, or the growers need short plants with high dry mass. Solution: to have more compact plants, use plant growth regulator. To have increased the growth, we should use supplemental lighting. So our objective, we have two objectives. Our first objective is increase the plant quality using supplemental lighting to potentially reduce the use of PGR. And our second objective is to examine the effect of small changes in supplemental lighting, supplement light quality. And our hypothesis is that fixture with more blue light will produce more compact plants. This time, for this presentation, I will show data for the objective 2. So, commercially, there are two main type of LED. One with two diodes, the blue and the red, and the other with three diodes, with blue, red, and white. We are using for this study two Philips fixtures, one with 90% of blue, 81% of red, the second fixture with the three diodes, 6% of blue, 5% of green, and 89% of red. Remember that I say white diodes. Well, okay, the green light comes from these white diodes. The other fixture is a standard for the grower, which is a high pressure sodium. With, in this case, red is 41%, blue was 5%, green 54%. Also, we have a control, which is without addition of artificial light. The condition on this, okay, we talk about the how is the light quality in this fixture. Also the intensity. The intensity was a little more than 100 micromole per second per square meter for every fixture, and of course zero for the control. The temperature was around 23 degrees Celsius, a little higher for the high pressure sodium, and lower for the control. The photoperiod for the treatment with the supplemental lighting was 16 hours and around 10 and a half hours for the natural photoperiod. The DLI was low. Remember that we are using conditions similar to the growers in the north. Was for this we had to use a shade cloth. Was the average was 3.2. And with the supplementation of light, the treatment with supplementation was, the total DLI was 9.3. So it was around 6 moles coming from the lighting fixtures. The plant material that we used for this experiment were Dianthus, Geranium, Petunia, and these were the cultivars. We grow this from seed to weeks 6. So we got a finished plaque. We measure different physiological and morphological variables like dry mass, fresh mass, leaf area. And this first outcome, we can see the effect of the different treatments on the plant height of Petunia, Geranium, and Dianthus. We can see that for Dianthus, the effect for the plant height is not very important. Really, there are only statistical differences between the control and the high pressure sodium. sorry, the first bar for each graph is for the treatment control. The second bar is for the high-pressure sodium fixture. The third bar is for the LED with the white diode, which produces green light, and in this fixture also has a lower amount of blue if we compare this fixture with the next one, which is the other LED, and the fourth LED doesn't have green light, and it has a little more blue light. So, diantos, we don't see big changes in height. For geranium, we can see that we have a difference between the two LED, the one with a little with a green light and lower blue light. The plants are a little shorter than in the other. This difference bigger if we go to petunia and we compare both LED. Also for petunia, we can see that in the control treatment, these plants are taller. Okay, now we can see that plant height. But plant height, we don't know if these plants are taller because they are growing more or stretching more. Or this one is shorter because it's... We will now study how was the dry mass for this. And we can see, remember, for dianthus, that they were the total height, the plant height was very similar. Now we can see that for the treatment control with our addition of light, the dry mass was much lower. Similar answer for geranium and for petunia. Now we can see that for the LED treatment with a little of green light, it's not also shorter, it's also the growth was less. So we can say, at least in a part, that they are shorter because they are has less growth. Another way to study the relation between growth and height is the rate between both dry mass and height. We call that compactness. Now we can see that this LED treatment, the one with more with green and low blue, the compactness is higher. That means that the weight is less affected for the light treatment than the height. So the height is more affected by the light than the weight. Also, we can see that the control, why the compactness is shorter, is because these plants are skinny, tall, with low growth or less growth. Now, the same, but we can see this in picture. Remember this one over here, this is the control, and this is the LED with short plant. And this one had a higher growth than this one. But maybe it's not very easy to see, but these plants were the plant under the light treatment, the leaves were thicker than the plant under the control. So this was a skinny, weak, tall plant, plaque. Remember for geranium, the plant under the two LED, that one LED was shorter than the other. We can see that here, a little shorter. Also, this is because I'm not showing that data, but we measure it. The stem, which is the height between the ground level and the growing point, was shorter for this treatment. You can see here in the picture. This plant where I took this plant before I measured them, so it was random. I said, okay, this is more or less the average, this is more or less the average. So, but now we can see that it matched good. Remember for dianthus, that the total height was very similar, but the weight on the treatment with addition of light was higher. So we can see the height is similar, but the weight on these three was a lot higher than in this one. Also, we study the amount of chlorophyll in each treatment, and we only found differences, statistical difference, for petunia, which looks to be the one that has a higher answer to the light, but only a statistical difference between the control and the the other lighting treatment, the one with supplementation of light. A similar trend for geranium, but no statistical difference. This is chlorophyll A, and this is chlorophyll B. This is graph, so you can see that we don't find difference in the relation between chlorophyll A and B. This was always 80%, so for each unit of total chlorophyll, there was 20% of chlorophyll B and 80% of chlorophyll A. Also, we studied the anthocyanins concentration, and we saw for petunia, in the plant with higher compactness, the one that are shorter, the level of anthocyanins was much higher. For geranium, we have a higher level of anthocyanins adding supplemental light. And that was different also between the 2-LED and the high-pressure sodium fixture. Discussion. So, how do slight changes in the spectrum produce this? Shorter plant and bigger plant. Okay, our hypothesis is that there is a light stress, a specific light stress for this combination of spectrum colors that is causing, we can see that studying the level of anthocyanins, but really you can see the plant under this LED fixture, you can see this red color around the leaves. However, this could also be a cultivar-specific response. Another researcher found for another cultivar, he didn't find difference between these two LED. He have used the same LED fixture and he couldn't find difference. So, supplemental lighting by itself increased plant compactness by decreasing plant height and or increasing plant growth. This was for the Dianthus, geranium, and petunian. For geranium plugs, the addition of light produced higher concentration of anthocyanins, and for petunia, higher chlorophyll levels. The effect of supplemental light quality using the fixture with a little of green and low blue produced shorter geranium plaque than the LED with no white diode, but with similar plant weight. The same fixture produced petunia plus plaques with higher anthocyanins level than the other LED and high-pressure sodium, and greater compactness than the high-pressure sodium. However, remember that the growth for petunia plaque was compromised. So shorter plant, but with a little lower growth. Okay, this is the team. Very good people, all of them. And thank you very much.
When you measured anthocyanin levels, especially on the geraniums, did you select the whole leaf or did you specifically?
It was the whole aerial part, yes.
Because the bending effect is very obvious.
Yes, yes, sir. I don't know if I have a picture, but this.
Yes, that was, maybe the
sorry. Yeah, from here to the top. So from the growing point, basically, leaf and petiole.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.